This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 4.74, up 4 on the open. December 4.81, down 4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 4.10, up 8 and 3 quarters on the open. December 4.27, up 7 and a half. March 4.46, up 7. May 4.53, up 7. July 4.58, up 7 on the open. September corn opened at 233 and 3 quarters, up 3 and 3 quarters on the open. December 248 and 3 quarters, up 3. March 264, up 3 and a half. May 273, up 3 and a quarter. July 282 and a quarter, up 3. September 289 and a half, up 3 and a quarter. Red line December 298 and 3 quarters, up 2 and a half on the open. December oats opened at 194 and 3 quarters, up 1 and 3 quarters on the open. September beans opened at 538 and a half, unchanged on the open. November 551 down a half. January 564 down 3 quarters. March 576 and a quarter, unchanged. May 586 up 3 quarters. July 598 up 3 quarters on the open. September soybean meal opened at 157.80, up 20 on the open. October 159.30, up 20. September soybean oil opened at 24.78, unchanged on the open. October 24.92, up 1. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, September feeder cattle opened at 116.65, up 10 on the open. October 116.50, up 17 and a half. November 116.50, down 17 and a half on the open. October live cattle opened at 93.70, up 35 on the open. December 93.17 and a half, up 2 and a half. February 92.55, up 10 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 67.40, up 85 on the open. December 64.65, up 40. February 64.15, up 17 and a half. April 63.85, up 10 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 92 even, up 5 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Wheat the leader to the upside this morning?
Oh, you betcha, Dave. You know that news that the French exchange last night hit new contract highs and all the wheat being sold or offers being put in has kept that wheat market very hot.
Do you think that we need to see more exports, and we did see some over the weekend out of Egypt for U.S. wheat. Do we need to see more exports to sustain the market at this level?
Oh, I think that we're going to continue to see, you know, India's got a tender that they're going to be presenting here soon, and we're continuing to see some move out. But, I mean, to keep the upward momentum going, why, it's going to take some sales, that's for sure, because we have moved up quite nicely.
Where are the next upside technical objectives in this wheat market?
Oh, I think, you know, we're up about another 5 cents, and then we trip another round of buying and sell stops, or buy stops, Dave. So, you know, this thing just it continues to feed on itself, and also it's feeding on the good business that is happening in the cash market.
So you think there are some more buy stops in the September wheat contract for, say, above the March high at 410?
I would think so. You know, like I say, we're looking there. The good movement of cash is keeping this swing very hot and very tight.
Is corn following the wheat up today, or does it have its own fundamental news?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I think the corn market is strong in itself. FC Stone's numbers below the government numbers, Dave. Number two, we're finding that a lot of the commercials aren't buying as much cash as they'd like to right now. And the wheat being up sure doesn't hurt the corn market at all.
Actually, we see today at the moment September corn now at 232 up two. The D's 247 and a quarter. It's up 1.5 at the moment. There's that gap that's sitting right there left over from the August report there, Wayne, at 233 to 238.5 in the September, and then again 249.5 to 255.5 in the December. Are we going to fill that gap this week?
I think we will, Dave. I think that, depending on Informa's numbers, when they come out, if they're down below the government numbers, I think that there's a good chance we'll fill that. Will we go a lot more than fill that this week? Probably not. We're just a week away from the government's numbers, and we'd like to see the government's numbers and some actual field production coming in before we go a lot beyond that gap.
What do you think of the August estimate? Is that actually going to be the high for the year?
Well, I think it possibly could be as far as the corn's concerned, Dave. I mean, of course, the beans, we feel that they improved quite a bit. And we're not blaming the government because the rainfall that happened after that report was taken or estimated, of course, is what we felt improved the bean crop. But in all honesty, from what we're hearing now and all the people we're talking to, that could be the highest estimate.
Let's then turn our attention to the soybeans, just chopping around at the moment. We look and see that the September contract at 539 up a half, the Noves 552 and a quarter up three quarters. Must be hard to be a trader at the Board of Trade in the bean pit nowadays.
Yeah, but they've ruled the roost for years and had a lot of activity, and I think that, this bean crop did get bigger during August. We've seen that, estimated, and looked at it. And as we see crude being down, we were having a lot of support because the bean oil, thinking of it as an energy rather than as a feed usage or food usage there, either one. And, with crude down, why the beans are just hanging back there on that. So, and we seem to be just, trading this crude not quite as enthusiastically, and hopefully we won't get any big rows with Iran, and we can keep these gas prices down.
Seemed like the meal was also helping to prop up the soybean market as well, and I guess the question is, what is its downside potential at this point?
The meal, not a lot. We very seldom see meal under $150 a ton here now. We're only, Dease meal's at $162, so, not a long ways. Not a long ways down in the meal market here. I know that we secured some meal in the cash market for some of our feed users a week ago here, and was given just a little bit of chance to possibly work just a little lower before we put on further coverage for next year.
What is the downside then in the bean pit itself? Are we potentially another quarter to the downside, or what are your mindsets here?
I think that's probably within reason, Dave. As we look at if the bean yields are where we expect them to be, if crude oil doesn't seem to or get new legs underneath it and move on up from here, a quarter down in the beans is not out of line at all.
What are you making recommendations for producers to do about the harvest of their crops?
Well, I think, as we get into it, if they don't have room for everything, we're probably going to be, selling beans, storing all the corn we can at home, and possibly replacing corn sales we have to make at harvest with some options. We're probably going to be buying May or July calls and selling a put below the market and a call above the market to pay for them.
Do you like the idea of re-owning beans on paper?
I haven't got a strategy for that as of right now. I think that it would be okay to do, but I'd like to do it at lower levels.
All right, Wayne. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the Opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City September wheat for 75 up 5 at the Board of Trade. September wheat 406 up 4 and 3 quarters. December 426 and a quarter up 6 and 3 quarters. September corn 232 and a quarter up 2 and a quarter. December 248 up 2 and a quarter. March 262 and 3 quarters up 2 and a quarter. Red line December 296 and a half up a quarter. September soybeans, 541 up 2.5. November, 555 up 3.5. January, 567 and a half up 2.75. Red line noves, 618 and a half up 3.25. September soybean meal, 158.60 up a dollar. September soybean oil, 24.70 down 8. At the Merck, September feeders, 116.65 up 10. October live cattle, 93.60 up 25. October lean hog, 68.07.5 up 152.5. Looking at Scott Althoff's two-state forecast today, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, highs ranging from 70 in northern Indiana to near 80 in the far south tonight. In Indiana, mostly cloudy with a few lingering showers. In Illinois, becoming partly cloudy, lows ranging from 52 in the north to 60 in the south. Then tomorrow, in northeast Indiana, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, elsewhere partly sunny, highs ranging from 75 degrees in northeastern Indiana to 82 degrees in the far south. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.